I have a co-host in the studio, which we don't usually do, but it's been a lot of fun to have Kathy Burton hanging around. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And, you know, when you're running a theater in Marine City or two theaters in Marine City, it doesn't hurt to know a Broadway actor and playwright, does it?
It's very nice to know James Hindman.
He's on the line with us right now. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Explain a little bit how you guys know each other and what you've collaborated on.
Well,
go ahead,
Jim.
I actually knew Kathy's husband from years ago, and my sister knows Kathy. And when I was telling my sister the story of Popcorn Falls, she said, "Well, that's Kathy's story." I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "That's Kathy Burton's story. She started a theater in a small town, and so I got a hold of her, and that's how we got connected." And she told me her story, and that sort of influenced and helped me finish writing Popcorn Falls, which is a show that we actually did at the Snug Theater. And that's how we got connected. And then I did another show there last year called What Doesn't Kill You. It was a one-person show. And this year we're doing a new show,
which is so exciting. We're so glad to have you back. You're doing a lot with us this summer, actually.
Yes.
You want to tell us about the new production?
Yeah, I have a new show called Life Begins at 50, So Does Back Pain. Musical review filled with songs and scenes about the what we call like the third trimester of life, we like to call it. And which is really funny and, you know, once in a while touching. And at the same time, we'll do that a couple times a week, but we're also going to be doing a new playwrights reading series where we're going to do each week, we'll have a competition, and then we're going to pick four or five plays and we'll do a reading, I think on Monday nights, of a new play that was written by a playwright who is connected to or from Michigan.
Wow.
Which I'm really excited about. And, you know, so that we can connect the playwrights with the Snug, and when the audience can start to see how plays are developed and where they come from, and get their feedback and what they liked and what they react to. So that's our plan for this summer.
We've been talking about that with a lot of our patron base, and they're pretty excited. It's kind of fun to be a part of the process. You don't often get that chance to see it and then do a talk back and, you know, tell people what you liked, what you didn't like about it, or what you didn't get.
And I think when you're close to the process, we find this at the radio station all the time, you forget how cool it is to see, you know, behind the curtain. I do this every day. I come in and I talk on the radio. But when somebody has not been to the radio station before, is not used to being here, it's like, oh, this is so cool. I haven't been in a radio station before. And the same with theater, isn't it?
Yes, you get used to being backstage, or, you know, how the costumes are built and all that stuff just becomes your job every day. But to be able to bring someone backstage literally or figuratively is really sort of exciting to see it through their eyes. And also, I think it really helps the playwrights to know when people get confused or when people get bored. I always think that's a really good thing. I call it monkey on a bike. Whenever someone says, "I think you need a monkey on a bike here," or that, it just means they were bored and they want something exciting to happen in the play or whatever. And I think it's really valuable for the playwright to go, okay, the people were bored here, because basically I'm telling you a story for hour and a half or 2 hours or 2.5 hours, and I need to keep it exciting for you and keep you interested and not confused.
Monkey on a bike.
I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm going to borrow that. I like that a lot. That's fantastic. Jim, tell us a little bit about your story, because you're from the area, from Macomb County. How does a guy from this part of the world end up as a Broadway actor?
Well, you know, I went to Lance Cruz High School, and I always wanted to sort of be a musician or an actor. And one day I missed the bus and I asked a girl, she said, well, if you help paint the sets for the play, my mom will drive you home. She's picking me up in an hour or whatever. I said, okay. So I did that. And the woman, Mrs. Williamson, who was the head of did all the plays at our high school, she said, hey, we just lost a toy soldier in the Christmas. We're doing the Nutcracker. You want to be a toy soldier? I said, sure. And I remember walking on stage and thinking, oh, this is pretty cool. This is kind of fun. And I auditioned for the next musical, which was South Pacific. I drove my family crazy, sitting in the car in the garage and screaming out Some Enchanted Evening. And didn't get the part, but I got a smaller part. And then I auditioned for a community theater group right there, and I was Don Quixote in Mano La Mancha at 16 years old, and I just caught on, and I just said, I think I want to do this, and I went to New York and went to an acting school, and it was kind of amazing how powerful this drama teacher was only at our school for a few years, and three of us from Lance Cruz High School ended up on Broadway.
Wow.
Yeah. And one unfortunately passed away years ago, but me and this other guy, John Norman Thomas, he was in many Broadway shows and a couple of movies and TV shows. And yeah, it's kind of amazing.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
All because you missed the bus one day.
All because I missed the bus. And I think, I get a lot of Midwest guy kind of parts. Many times when I go into auditions, I think of, someone in my family or someone I know from home. And I do it. I say, well, how would they do this? And that's how I do the play. So it really did influence me, actually. My roots, and I love Michigan, and I love that whole area, and I really miss it. So I'm very grateful to be able to come home and spread the joy of theater, and to see my family and spend time with Kathy, because she is a dynamo. Kathy's going to be running the world someday.
Oh, you're hilarious. So, Jim, you're doing a lot with TV and film now, too, aren't you? I mean, every now and then I turn on the TV and I'll be watching a show, and I'm like, That's Jim. That's James Hindman.
Yeah, I'm in a movie with Adam Driver called The Report. And it used to say torture, and they.
I watched that. I watched that a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah, you saw me in it. I have a scene in there.
I gotta go back and watch it again.
I played Buckley. Like Lieutenant Buckley or something like that.
Okay.
But a real life person. And I was in Ocean's 8, the movie, where it's like Ocean's 11, but they did it with all women.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock and all that. And I was in that. And I'm in another movie coming up called Things Heard and Seen. It's a Netflix movie. And I've been in lots and lots of TV shows. I don't have anything coming out, I've been on Law and Order 5 times.
So we're really fortunate when we can peel you away from all of that. I'm really grateful. I know you're coming back in November. We're booking this Christmas as Something Naughty and Something Nice. Our nice, sweet musical is at Riverbank, but you're going to be our Something Naughty at the Snug Theater doing Santaland Diaries by David Sedaris, right?
Yes, which is really exciting. It's a one-person show about that David Sedaris wrote, who is a very satirical writer. I believe it's autobiography or autobiographical, basically is, that he was an elf in Santa Land, at Macy's. And so these are the things that happened to him or the people he encountered. And he wrote a show about it. And it's hysterically funny and dry and witty. And the guy's kind of over it. And so I really look forward to that. I don't look forward to memorizing it all, but I look forward to doing it.
Yeah, that's you're alone up there. You got a lot of words to memorize. What advice would you have, Jim, for somebody that's thinking about a career in acting? Maybe somebody that missed the bus and was asked to stop and, you know, paint some scenery, and they're thinking, you know, I kind of like this acting thing. What advice would you have for them?
The biggest advice, especially someone at that age in high school that I was at the time, to study as hard as you can and do really well in school, not just in theater. Because I think a lot of people, and myself included, was like, well, I'm going to be in theater, so I don't have to know too much about history or blah, blah, blah. But when I find that I am called on that kind of stuff constantly, to know history, to know math, to know, because you're kind of opening your own business when you become an actor. And so the more you can know about everything, the better. And to know, you know, I mostly did musicals, so I would also say, you know, get into dance classes and vocal stuff, because even in plays now, you know, they have people dancing around or, you know, having a good connection with your body. And just, and being true to yourself is really the big one, because you see it all the time that obviously there's beautiful people in the movies, people that are, you know, physically gorgeous, but there's also what attracts, there's plenty of beautiful people in the world, but what makes you unique and is your own voice, and not just singing voice, but your own person, and really tapping into that as much as you can, and getting deeper into that is what's going to make you unique and a better artist. And by making you unique, you're actually making yourself more universal, because everyone is unique and everyone will tap into that.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
It does. I think that's great advice, not just for acting, but I think anything you pursue in life. Well, we're so happy that you're going to be coming back to Marine City this summer. I think it's going to be an awful lot of fun.
Oh, I can't wait.
Good. It'll be great to have you back here. Miss seeing you.
Yes, me too.
All right, Jim. Thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks. You too. Thanks, Kathy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.